Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And good morning and welcome to hour number two of our outdoor show this morning. Getting straight to our text board, we got our loyal David listener from Alabama wishing Chris Lecoq, our editor and photographer for Bayou Wild TV, a belated happy birthday earlier in the week. And he's offering a shout out to his now buddy Wingbone on his craftsmanship. He made him a Wingbone turkey call. He's going to name it Merliton. Yeah, that's a great name for a turkey call, Dave. Go ahead with it. And let's see, we got this one from the Lafayette Yacker. He made a trip out of the Wrigley's yesterday. The conditions were great. Three guys limited out on specs, 13 to 16 inches, but lots of throwbacks, as we're hearing. All were caught on plastics. There was a bonus, a big fat 12-inch plus white trout. All the fish were full of eggs. Good trip overall. Back in at 10 o'clock. Of course, the trip was in a boat. And that was from our buddy, the Lafayette Yacker, who was not in a kayak, but in a bay boat. Well, good report. We love to get the reports that we can add along and pass along to our fellow listeners. Here's one from Old Man Sam. He says, today is National Hummingbird Day. How did I miss that? Be sure to fill those sugar water feeders. They're headed south across the Gulf of Amorexico. Amorexico? They need fuel for the long flight. It's from Old Man Sam. Yeah, I got a feeder. In fact, I've got some lantana planted in the garden. They like that, but I've also got a big old bottle of the sweet red stuff that they really enjoy. I haven't seen a whole lot of them, but I have had a few of them buzzing around so far this year. Here we go. Plaquemines Parish, no diversion, no land, no deer, no bear, no brown shrimp, no ducks, geese, plenty sharks and bottlenose dolphin, no oysters, New Orleans Gulf Front property. Boy, that's a doomsday text right there. And here's one, a brilliant good morning from Ohio, who our listener overslept, almost like being late for church, which is worse than missing church. What did I miss? We're slipping in the fall. My pumpkins are oranging up. Stay sweet, y'all. Thank you for that message from Ohio. The worm is headed to Moab, Utah, and the Alpine Loop in Colorado for some outdoor exploration. I'm not sure what that acronym stands for, worm. Let me know what that is. I'm not familiar with it. Here's one says, got hot coffee in my cup and your show on at the shop. We have to work this weekend, but always listen to your show. We figure that if we can't be out on the water, at least listen to your show helps us look forward to when we can. Great show as always. Have a great weekend. That's from the Irish Kunas, another Alabama loyal listener. And thank you for that. That's one of the services we like to provide. And here's Lafitte LT. He agrees with Captain Carpenter about the dolphins. They even steal trout off your hook. Saw a dolphin floating yesterday in Four Bayou Pass while coming in from catching snapper. Hopefully people aren't starting to take action on their own. All right, so there's our text messages. We're caught up. If you got one you want to pass along, a fishing report, a comment, a question, that's the place and time to do it. Of course, you can only use this text number to reach me during the show. Other than that, I'm not monitoring. So that number is 504-260-1870. If you want to contact me about an event you have or a specific question, best thing to do is use my contact button on the website. which is DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. And getting back to the response from Ohio listener that overslept, if you missed part of the show or you sleep late because maybe you had a late Friday night or whatever and you missed the show, you can always catch the replays. We have replays each and every week. They're up very shortly after the show airs. Easiest way to remember to get there, go to DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com, my website, and there's a link there that will take you to the replays of each and every show. All right, we come back after this. Our Born on the Bayou guest, Mike Gallo, is going to join us, and I'm going to tell you about a very special deal you can get right now through CETO. All that's coming up right after this pause on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. Now, you know, you probably know, we tell you that for $249 for a whole year, you get unlimited fuel drops as a member, 24/7 tow-ins, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever it takes to get you back safely. And right now, there's no better time because CETO is running their 15-month special through this month of September. That's three free months. Sign up now, and you will not have to renew until December, a year from now. You get those three free months. You can do it by calling locally. I'll give you the number in a second. Or you can go online at CETO.com and enter the promo code SELA, S-E-L-A, 15. That's SELA 15, like the 15-month special. And if you want to call, call Captain Chris, 504-301-4545, and remember to mention SELA 15 at the checkout and get those three free months. Captain Mike joins us now, and Captain Mike, what's the plan been so far this week, and what's it look like for the weekend? I understand the red fishing is picking up in most areas. How about yours?
We have been seeing an increase in some redfish. I made a couple of trips one trip we targeted trout. A lot of people are talking about the transition, and that certainly seems to fit the trip that I had. There's fish out there. They're just everywhere. You really don't sit in one spot and have enough action to stay for any length of time. I have been noticing that they're hanging out where there's current lines or good current, some of the deeper bayous in the area. Wrigley's Pass, Unknown Pass, down by the south shore of the Twin Stand, where that current rolls around that point. Those are all good areas. You'll catch some sheephead if you're fishing by Unknown Pass or by the I-10 bridge or Highway 11 bridge. And if you're in Wrigley's Pass or just any point out in the marsh where there's current rolling by, that's more likely to catch trout in those areas. As far as the redfish, they've been hugging the shoreline in Lake Bourne. We had some west wind earlier in the week. We got west wind again today. So I'm going to be hanging out along the western shoreline of Lake Bourne, and we'll fish fresh Wrigley's live shrimp under a popping cork. We'll look for mullet along the shoreline, and we'll concentrate in those areas, and we'll fish them till we feel like we fished them out. If we're lucky and catch all we need, we'll change gears and go look for trout. But our target today is going to be redfish.
Mike, if you made any trout trips this week or any of your guides did, most people are reporting they're struggling to catch the 13-inch finch. Everything seems to be between 12 and 13. When you run into that, do you stick it out and hopefully pull in one that's 13, or you leave and try to find bigger fish?
Well, you try to figure out your ratio. You know, if you catch 10 and none of them are the 13 inches, and let's say you got 150 shrimp, you got to make good decisions. I would move. Now, if I found an area where I caught 3 out of 10, I might give it another 10 minutes and see if the ratio gets better, or does the ratio continue to stay the same? And then you just make decisions. You know, why not explain that to your customers? We're catching 3 out of every 10, and if we sit right here, we'll have 45 trout, right? You got 150 live shrimp. Hopefully you don't have a bunch of undesirables mixed in, but that's a pretty good day if you were to catch 3 out of every 10 and you had 150 live shrimp. Usually I'll mix in some plastics under a cork, and that'll make my live shrimp last even longer. So you might think that's a bad ratio, but if you sit that out, 3 out of every 10, as long as it doesn't take 2 hours to catch those 10, then I would say that's not too bad.
Well, that's from here to four. She'll be known as the Gallo principle of 3 to 10, and make sure everybody puts that into their notebook. Mike, you know, there's been an increased interest in triple tail over the past several years. Now that we're getting into the later time of the summer, do you find that they're going to be more prevalent or less prevalent underneath the structures in Lake Bourne area?
I've caught triple tail as early as May and as late as mid-October, and coincidentally the water temperature was about the same in those 2 months, and it was mid to low 70s. So that seems to be a big deal with the triple tail, is the water temperature. And water temperature, anything higher than 74, you have an opportunity to see them. Obviously cleaner water, you can see them better. But I've only caught one below 74 degrees, and it was 73 degrees, and it was mid-October. So those seem to be, temperature seems to play a huge part in where they are and when they are in our area. The Gulf being a much larger body of water, it's going to cool down slower. So I would assume they migrate south when our water temperatures start to get cool.
Yeah, I'm seeing water temperatures inland lakes around 84 still, so we got a ways to go.
Right, right. We should see them for at least another 4 to 6 weeks.
Got it. Okay, Mike, well, we're going to let you go and get your trip in today. Good luck to you. Before you go, if people want to find more information about Angling Adventures of Louisiana, they can find it on my website, aaofla.com. Simple one click to you. Give them that telephone number if they want to give you a call, if they got any specific questions they need answered.
Sure. You can reach me at 985-781-7811. I'll also be talking fishing at the CCA banquet this Tuesday here in Slidell from 6 to 9. A lot of fishermen gather there, so I'm sure there'll be a lot of fish stories being talked about.
And where's that one going to be, Mike?
That will be, you caught me off guard. I know it by landmarks. It's not the Harbor Center. Chuck's, it's right by the police station in downtown Slidell.
Municipal Auditorium?
Yeah, it's in the auditorium.
There you go. All right. Well, maybe I'll see you there. Thanks for the report, Mike, and hopefully people show up and hear what you got to say. It's always interesting.
Sounds good, Don. We'll talk to you next week.
And there he goes, Captain Mike Gallo. All right, up next, Butch Ridgedal. He's one of our paddlers reporters for you kayakers. Got a couple of events going on, the Redfish Rumble, the Five Rivers Tournament over in Alabama, and maybe some we haven't heard about. Do you know of one? 504-260-1870. We're back with Butch right after.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
To this. All right, for all you strokers and peddlers and paddlers, we have a special Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Report for you each week. It is brought to you by No Wake Outfitters. You're going to find them on Airline Drive in Metairie. His address, exact address is 1926. They open up about 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. You can stop by and check out some of their great apparel. They got the outdoor gear, latest fishing tackle that's used in your local fishing area. They're really kind of a fly shop specialist. If you're a fly fisherman, you need to take a stop there and check out their fly fishing gear. And also, if you're a newcomer, they've got fly tying and fly fishing classes that they offer periodically. So stop by and see Justin, 1926 Airline Drive. It's called No Wake Outfitters. And Butch Ridgedal joins us now. And Butch, where are you fishing this weekend?
I did my fishing yesterday, Don. I got a little family things going on this weekend. So I went yesterday, went played around, checked on some redfish for we got Bayou Coast Tournament next weekend. First one we've had for a little while because we try not to stay out of the heat as much as we can. But we have Redfish Rumble next Saturday morning. We can launch a couple of places over in LaFouche Parish, down Highway 1 at Bessons and Pack Kayak Rental down in Pointe-Chene. That's mm-hmm. two areas we'll let us go. And a couple of redfish. There's plenty of redfish. There's been some guys have been catching some good ones. A lot of 18 to 22-inch fish, but there's some good fish out there. I saw some good ones yesterday.
Yeah, reports are from all the areas I talked to this morning, redfish action has picked up. How does this tournament work? Is this a catch photo release? Is it a bring them into the weigh-in? How's it going to work?
This one, since it's just two fish, it's going to be a bring them in tournament, two reds.
All right, and the 18 to 22-inch slot. And do they have to be caught in any specific area? Or if you launch from those two areas, all waters are open?
All waters are open as far as you can get to. We'll do an 18 to 26 as a slot that we're going in. Even though the slot limit for the state is 27, we last year when that came about, we said, okay, we don't want anybody to get in trouble. So we lowered it an inch because, you know, hey, man, if it shrinks a little bit, it'll weigh in. We don't want anybody getting in trouble breaking the law. So we knocked it down to 20, you know, maximum of 26. But this is our first one in a while. Everybody's excited. I know a bunch of guys are on the water this morning. People have been going. There's been a lot of chatting going on about who's going to catch what and where they're catching it. So
I think that's called trash talking, Butch.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just as guilty as anyone else. So I can't say anything about that.
Well, how's it work as far as getting signed up? Does someone have to become a member of the club first? And what's the cost and what's the prize structure?
No, there's no cost. There's no membership required to be a member in the tournament. You can go to the Bayou Coast website or the Bayou Coast Facebook page, and it'll lead you to where you need to go. I'm pretty sure this event, I think the entry fee is $35. And they, you know, you get signed up. The instructions, I think we're fishing from 6 to 3:30, which I think a lot of people will be through way before that because it got hot real fast yesterday.
Is it cash payback or prizes?
This will be cash event. We're playing. It depends on how many people sign up. We play up to, depending on the number, I think it's up to 10 people. It's a breakdown of how many, you know, per side up, we'll go first, second, third guaranteed, then up to fifth, then I think seventh, and then if we go higher, it goes up to 10th.
Yep.
But it's all done online. You do have to sign up online, to, you know, either, you know, through the Bayou Coast website. There's a, on the webpage, it gives you all the directions, what you have to do, and awards will be at Pointe-Chien is where the weigh-in will be held. And then if you win, I think we're set up to do PayPal, so get your money the next day or two and good to go.
I tell you, it's going to be a tight tournament with only two fish. They're going to be real close.
Especially, well, it really is. This is one of the ones where, you know, hey, be real, real picky about what you keep, you know.
Yeah.
But it's exciting. It's a good event. It's the last qualifier before our championship, which is coming up next month. We do have another tournament. A few of us are fishing next weekend over in Mobile. And then we have, like I said, it's getting cranked back up. Between the Lafayette Club and Bayou Coast, there's a lot of stuff going on all the way through December. So we kind of refrain from doing a whole bunch during the hot summer months. But we're fixing to be busy. It's fixing to be you want to fish or something to do.
You know, I passed by that Five Rivers last week. Would you say fishing is better on the north side or south side once you get in? Or does it vary?
I've done both, and I've caught good fish on either side.
Mm-hmm. Well, good luck to everybody participating, and we'll have results after those tournaments. And, Butch, thank you so much for the report, and glad you got your fishing done yesterday and your family stuff today. It's a good deal when you can balance your time.
Thanks, man. Yep. Tight lines to everybody.
All righty, my friend. There he goes, Butch Ridgedale. All right, coming back after this, I had a guy that got in a little trouble dealing boats, used boats and motors in Louisiana, and you'll find out how serious an offense it can be. We're back to tell you the story of this week's Bad Boy of the Outdoors right after this. And let's see, got some more texts coming in. This one's off to the deer camp this morning for work weekend. Love listening to your shows. Sort of gets us guys in the mood for hunting and fishing. Appreciate y'all to do. That's Bob from Fairhope, Alabama. Good morning, Bob, and thank you for the kind comment. Be careful out there on that work day in the woods. Man, I had to go do a search in the woods last week, and I'm telling you what, a September woods, piney woods, in this time of year is nothing nice. Picked up a couple of ticks and man, other bugs and saw some snakes. Not fun being out there, so be careful and don't spend too much time out there. All right, we're going to take a quick 10-second pause. When we come back, we're going to tell you about our bad boy, the outdoor, a guy that was kind of dealing dirty on the boat sales business. We'll tell you his story right after we pause these 10 seconds for our local stations to identify themselves along the outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Well, our story begins this past Monday following complaints and information about a man selling boats with false information. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery agents Sergeants Joseph Melton and Toby Myers conducted an investigation in 2024 revealing Tandy LeMay used forged documents to sell and actually register the boats with the state of Louisiana. LeMay also accessed the online Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fishery vessel registration using the altered data. Charged with 11 counts of forgery in Caddo Parish, 9 counts of filing false public records, and 1 count of computer fraud in East Baton Rouge Parish, and facing maximum penalties of up to $20,000 in fines, 10 years in jail, is 52-year-old Tandy LeMay of Shreveport, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. You know, I mentioned some tips if you're going to be buying used boats, motors, trailers. Always compare the registration and the title of the boat, the document. Make sure it matches the hull identification or the serial numbers that are actually on the boat, motor, or trailer, and that it hasn't been changed. Make sure that they do, in fact, have serial numbers. A lot of times stolen motors, the serial numbers are obliterated. Make sure it's got one on there. And be careful. If the price just seems too good to be true, it probably is. Could even be a stolen boat. And never, ever buy a boat if the seller, along with the boat, can't produce his ownership documents like the registration certificate or a title. Otherwise, you will not be able to register it. And if you use it, you will be the violator. Don't be a bad boy. So there's your tips for safe boat buying. Don't be a boat buying sucker. All right, here we go. We got one 40 years ago. The Gulf was miles from the Burris back levees. Today is at the levees. Was great for oyster, duck, fishing, squirrel, now open water. With Gulf levees, good for bottlenose, dolphins, and sharks. Yeah, well, we all know and see the results of coastal erosion. The big $65 million question is, will we be able to restore it in time before it completely goes away? All right, you know, we had a listener that mentioned today is National Hummingbird Day. You know what we've got coming up at the end of this month? It'll be on the 27th, is National Hunting and Fishing Day. And I'm accumulating a lot of events. If you want to take part in any of these, we'll have what hunting seasons are open, what fishing is going to be good. There's also some officially organized celebrations on that day. The Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, in conjunction with the Coastal Conservation Association, will host events in Baton Rouge, in Senla, in Monroe, and also in Bodcaw. And most of these, the admission is free. It's free parking. You'll find hands-on shooting and fishing activities. They have live animal demonstrations, a lot of exhibits, door prizes, lots of stuff for the kids. That's I'll run down those for you as we get closer to it. And also, we're working on a, this is a first ever, Stock the Camp Day. Yeah, that's going to be on National Hunting and Fishing Day, Saturday, September 27th from noon to 5 p.m. It's going to be at Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese on North Causeway Boulevard. And there is a whole host of outdoor organizations and businesses who will be there to help you get your camp stocked with not just food and supplies, but also hunting and fishing gear. And we'll talk to you more about that. I'm going to be there myself. That's Saturday, September 27th, Aquistapace's Wine and Cheese in Mandeville from noon to 5 p.m. And as I get other hunting and fishing day activities on the calendar, I'll pass those along. If you've got one you know about or you're working with, sponsored it or a volunteer, send me the information. You can do it right now. Send it to our text at 504-260-1870. All right, right after this, we're going to be talking to Captain Ryan Lambert, our plastic man, getting a report on the Buras, Venice area. And then he's going to stay with us as we talk to a young man. We nicknamed him Mighty Miguel, who came with us and caught his fish of a lifetime. He and his mom, Arabella, will join us, and you'll hear their story of a Bayou Wild episode called Mighty Miguel that's airing this week. We'll be back to do all of that. But first, these messages on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And Captain Plastic Man Ryan Lambert joins us now. And first question for him is, Ryan, where are you talking to us from?
I'm in Buras today. Sitting at Cajun Fishing Adventures.
Well, that's a good place for you to be.
Get out of my boat and go catch some redfish.
I got a listener text us early this morning. He wanted to get a bass fishing report from the Venice area. And I know you don't do much guiding for bass, but you cut your teeth on bass fishing years ago, and I know you keep up with it. How is it downriver?
It's getting good. It's getting good. The fish are in the ponds. You know, they've been in the ponds, but now the river's 3-6, so they'll be starting to come all the way to the edge by the river. So, you know, as the salt water moves, they get closer to the river, so they'll be close.
The trick down there when I fished them is always getting them out of those canes. You know, it's a little tricky.
You know, I don't do that. I don't like to fish the canes. You know, it's more like cane pole fishing. Yeah. You know, they throwing a jig. I will get back where their boat is. That's where I'm fishing. I'll get way back, and I'll look at the grass line, and I'll fish that secondary line. And a lot of fish hang on that. So I use a little ultralight with a finesse worm, and I like to go fish those. So I can reel them in, and they jump, and they do all the good things. I just don't like jerking them in the boat. I'm in it for the sport, not to say I caught them. So I like that better. So, yeah, I don't like punching.
Yeah, makes sense. We've been getting reports that the redfishing activity has increased. And, I mean, it's always steady down there where you are. But have you noticed a little bit of a jump in it?
Yeah, the bulls have really moved in and gotten close, but now they're going to go spawn tonight. I guess tonight ought to be full moon tonight, tomorrow night.
Yep.
So they'll go off, and by 9 o'clock, it'll all be over. Biggest orgy in the world. And they'll have later eggs, and they'll float around. It's going to be good this year because the river's at 3-6 right now and dropping all the way to 2 here later in the month. So they'll float around a little bit, and when they hatch, the larvae will come into the marsh, unfortunately. There's not a lot of protection in the marsh anymore, so a lot of them will get eaten up, but we'll have a good spawn.
Are you dealing with a lot of undersized speckled trout like I'm hearing from other people right now?
No, I'm not yet. I haven't been fooling with them. It's that transition time right now. There's a lot of undersized, and everything's going to switch at the end of this month. Everything's coming inside. All the bait will come inside. You know, it's almost on the 1st of October. It's almost like down to like they have a calendar.
Yeah.
So everything will move inside, then they'll just start catching bigger fish again.
Well, we got two things going to happen. We got a full moon. The full moon will be tomorrow night. We got an approaching cool front, not a cold front. It's actually a little chilly up north. This should move some teal birds in, huh?
It's already moved them. We've already had two fronts that moved a lot of birds in, and this is going to move a ton more birds. We fixing to get covered up with little blue rockets. And it's not going to hurt my feelings much because come the 20th, I'm going to be on them like gravy on rice.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, they're going to find some really good dinner table settings down there too, huh?
It's beautiful this year. I mean, it is magnificent. The duck potatoes everywhere, the aquatics. You have so many different aquatics. You have Nias and hydrilla and milfoil everywhere. It's just beautiful. It's going to be a great year if we don't get one of those things in here.
Yeah, well, time is running short on that, and hopefully we can make it till then. How's the bookings going for the fall season?
Good. I still have some teal dates available toward the end of the week, believe it or not, and that's the best time. You know, once it, you know, it might get two or three more cold fronts before the end of the month. So, yeah, I got some dates left in there, and the big season is about booked up due to the fact that we can't hunt so many days, you know,
right?
Because of the negative tides. If I can't get you on a good hunt, I'm not going to do it. So a lot of days we can't book, so we have very few days left that we can book.
How's the gator season going?
I'll start Friday getting mine. Everybody's out there, they're getting some monsters right now. So I'll start, I keep my customers away from the opening where everybody's crazy. I just don't like opening nothing anymore. It's just a free-for-all. So I'll hang back and I'll start this week.
You know, it never ceases to amaze me that, you know, we've been hunting alligators now for a lot of years, that there are so many big alligators that it takes years and years to reach that size that just haven't been caught.
They're pretty secretive. If they get in that marsh or they get under stuff, and, you know, those are the ones that when the boats come and they go underwater. So you got to, you know, a lot of guys do it with lines. I don't like to do it so much with lines, but on those big, big ones, sometimes you have to set a line to catch them.
Yeah.
I mean, they got some prehistoric monsters around too, so we'll see how it works out with.
Well, Ryan, quickly, give us your phone number if somebody wants to get in, especially on those late season teal dates that you got open. And then I want you to stay with me because we're going to be talking to Mighty Miguel and Aravella, who came down here and he caught his fish of a lifetime.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111. And like I said, we have a few teal trips left.
All right, very good. Stay with me. We're going to try to get that call connected from Cleveland, Ohio. We'll talk to our Fish of a Lifetime winner, Miguel Sotero, right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, there's an organization called Hunt of a Lifetime, and it should be called Hunt or Fish of a Lifetime. And what this wonderful organization does is it provides trips of a lifetime by request from children who suffer from life-threatening illnesses. And we have been fortunate enough at Bayou Wild TV to get involved with them. We've done several of these trips, and our most recent trip was done with our plastic man, our own Captain Ryan Lambert, a young man who we have nicknamed, in fact, named his episode Mighty Miguel, and his mom, Aravella, who came from Cleveland, Ohio to Burris, Louisiana, in pursuit of his fish of a lifetime. And Ryan, I'm going to let you take it from here. How did that trip go?
It went well. I tell you, we had a great time. It was a bull red we were after, you know, and it was, they weren't quite in yet, but we finally made it happen, you know, and it was a big old good red. He fought him like a champ. It was the funniest thing. I said, okay, let's get another. He said, no, I had enough of that.
I tell you, he's a trooper. It hit 100 degrees that day. How many storms did we go through? We got rained on. We got wind blown. I mean, it was a tough day. But, boy, he was a trooper. He handled that fish so well.
He did. He enjoyed the whole thing. And look, Aravella was a champ, too. I mean, she just stuck with it. She was going to make her little boys happy no matter what. I mean, it was, like you said, it was a brutal 2 days of fishing. You know, I fished them the next day, and we got in a big storm, and she didn't care. She was all about making it happen.
Well, he wanted her to catch a fish as badly as he wanted to catch his fish of a lifetime. Let's bring Aravella in now, who joins us now. And Aravella, I understand Miguel is a little bit sleepy this morning, so we're going to give him a pass. But explain to us what this trip meant to him.
Oh, man, it meant everything to him. To this day, he still talks about it. He didn't, I'm telling you, he did not want to leave Louisiana. He's like, basically, he wanted just like to pack up stuff and just move there the same day.
You also told me he wanted to skip out, right?
Yes. The last day we were there, we're packing up, getting ready to go to the airport, and he comes, like, really close up to me and whispers, "Mom, can you do me a favor?" So, like, I looked at him, and I'm like, "Yeah, it depends on what." And then he, like, smirks really, really big, and he's like, "Can we miss our flight on purpose?" He's like, 4 days was not long enough. And I'm like, I looked laughing, and I'm like, okay, like, how about we can come back? That we can do.
Yep, sounds like playing hooky. I think a couple of us on this conversation have maybe done that before in the past. Aravella, tell us about Miguel's condition.
So he has T-cell AOL leukemia, and that is a cancer as in the blood system. So it's basically from head to toe. He has the most aggressive kind, which is the AOL. So his counts grow rapidly when it flares up.
And so he's on a 3-year recovery program right now?
Yes. So our treatment is a 3-year, and that's because since it's so aggressive and it comes back more aggressive each time, that's why it's so much more longer of a process. That's why it's a 3-year.
Well, at least for the day on that trip, you couldn't notice it. You never knew it. He looked like any kid that we've taken out there enjoying fishing. How did you find out about Hunt of a Lifetime?
Actually, through the hospital. The social worker, she was getting, like, when we first got introduced to all this, she was getting to know Miguel, and then, like, the as the time went by, they got in the subject of, like, him fishing and him wanting to do, like showing her, like, all the trips he's done and, like, how he caught, like, a baby shark. And he was just so excited to tell her. And she actually knew about this, the program or the organization. And his face just, like, lit up as soon as she was like, do you want to put in, like, an application? He's like, should we? He, like, jumped up, and he was, like, so excited.
Yeah, very good. It's been a wonderful organization. We're so glad that you got to come down. And let me tell you something. You were a trooper, too. You were in that same boat with us putting up with that. You did a great job, and you should be very proud of your son, and he proud of you, Arabella.
Well, thank you. It does mean a lot. And it was such a wonderful time. Everybody, Captain Ryan, just you guys, everyone's just was so welcoming. It was such a great experience. And we were so blessed to be even have the opportunity to be able to do that. It's definitely a once in a lifetime experience. And he was grateful. I'm grateful that we had this been able to, like, be able to do it. And
he's got a story to tell.
Memories.
He's got a story to tell and a picture for the rest of his life. And I hope you got to watch the TV show. I want to invite everybody to tune it in. If you don't get it on a regular channel, it's available at Bayou Wild TV. And thank you very much, Captain Ryan, for making this kid's life a little bit better.
You're very welcome, buddy.
Yes,
it was my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Arabella, give Miguel a little kiss for us, and hopefully we'll see y'all again down here in Louisiana.
Oh, we're counting on it.
All righty. Thank you so much. There she goes, Arabella Lopez, and the mother of Mighty Miguel. Check it out. Ryan, thanks again. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week, too.
All right, my friend. We'll talk to you then.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. We'll be back next week, 2-hour journey into the great outdoors. We call it The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good.
That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.